1. 8:36 on the clock. We'll call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, and Thiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. And we need, Terry, they must switch yours too, and then we've got Lytle and Byers are not here.
Secretary of State. You're supposed to approve all that stuff over on that side. Byers is Chuck.
Oh, whoops. Did I vote wrong?
No.
No, we
didn't. Had to switch the others since they weren't here. 5-0 in favor.
Not a lot gained.
Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Jurgens, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And I don't see anybody from the public that's probably going to comment on equalization. So, Lori.
Patty.
Never mind. Lori, we were talking about Lori earlier. Patty.
That's okay. It's our age.
It's our age, yeah.
I don't know how much. We're getting ready. There's stuff in envelopes over in the treasurer's office for sending them out for a tax statement. So they'll probably be out, I would imagine, the first part of December.
What is this?
Sure. Got it already?
Our desk, yeah.
Apparently they saved postage and stuck it right here.
Yeah, you have pretty thick right. ones. So.
Those are just the ones that are going out.
Wait, it went up this.
That Lori, does look heavy over there.
We got one too. So, yeah.
That's Lori putting them on there. I'm sure mine's on my desk. Sure not.
That's why I thought of Lori.
Lori brought them down to their trays, and I brought
just
them.
Just don't open them. I put them in the drawer to those.
Don't open them here, you mean?
Just put them in the drawer till they're due.
So might be pressure on that envelope, even.
Yeah, so she evidently has them run then.
Yeah.
We had quite the struggle because there's all kinds of credits everywhere. So it was like you got tax credits on the whole property, then you got ag tax credits, then you got personal property exemptions for the vendors to make sure everything's adding up. It's just so. Yeah, it was a little challenging this year to put everything there, but I think they're all right, so.
But you said they'll probably be out early
I think,
December.
Well, if she's got them, I'm sure they're stuffing them now, and a lot of people will want to pay them in December so that they go on this year's income tax. So that's probably why she, you know, before I know they were always out by the 15th, so, but I'm sure she'll have them out by the 1st probably next week, though.
Jurgens, that's our notice that, yes, you will be getting phone calls now.
So. I'm not opening that till May 1st.
Till May 1st when they're due?
April 30th.
Okay, April 30th.
Get penalized on May 1st. And you don't want to get penalized on that.
Anything else for equalization?
I really don't have anything right now. Pretty quiet until we start looking at next year's values, so. Aglen looks pretty good. It's pretty just still.
Flat.
Just flat, not dropping yet?
We won't have to raise anything. We don't have very many sales. So what I need to know is whether the state will, like especially in Area 2, those three townships, whether they'll go over into Pawnee City and borrow a few. Sales. Because I think we only had 5 in that area. And that's quite a bit lower than what we've had in the past. So what they'll bring in is a few from Pawnee just to make sure everything's, like, you know, fitting and everything. The only thing I did notice is Pawnee's grassland sells for a little bit more than what Gage County says. And I don't know if they've had any recent ones, but their pasture land was some sales that were pretty good here a year or two ago. But that's the state. That's what the state does. They'll bring in a few over, but it doesn't look like that's pretty steady.
There have been a few more lately here in November, and there's some in December. You're seeing some sale bills around and stuff. So.
And we'll quit on September, no, is it October 30th or September? So the November, December.
So those won't even be till the following year,
no,
will they?
No, see, we've already, okay. We have to have everything done.
Right, I forgot about that. Yeah, you've got all the sales that you're going to use are already
in it now.
Happening. Uh-huh. Yep.
Residential, we can see that Cortland's a little low, and some of the acreages again up that way are. So.
Are lower?
No, not your.
Not low. What? They're low for my site.
The valuation.
Selling for a lot more than what I've got them valued. So, yeah. But we'll see. We have to go through them all, and we verify them again, and we see what, you know, what kind of remodeling and stuff.
So the chicken houses and the potential for wind farms didn't lower valuations at all?
They actually went up, yeah.
The what now?
The chicken barns and the wind farm.
Didn't lower valuations?
No, valuations are, prices went up.
Stanton County.
Well, anytime you have a valuation that's stable,
Mr. Chairman, can the record show that I was not the last board member to the meeting at this point?
Yeah, you.
Meeting hasn't started yet.
Well, he was talking about equalization meeting, which we're still doing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You were talking about the board meeting, yes. So, anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:43 on the clock.